Good morning and welcome as we join together on this beautiful sunny day. You'll see that we have a banner this morning saying happy birthday, and yet again we're going to celebrate a birthday. Last week we shared with Maisie when she celebrated 99 years and she had a fabulous day with her church family passing by in the car and waving to her. Today it's the church's birthday. It's 2,000 plus years since the church began. If we go back 10 days before Pentecost we celebrate today, it was Ascension Day when Jesus left his disciples and rose to heaven to be with his Father. But he promised them that the Holy Spirit would come and would guide them and encourage them. And it's on the feast of Pentecost that we see that the Spirit came among the people, came to the disciples, and then it says in our scripture reading, and 3,000 became to be believers that day. These gathered people became the birth of the church. Hence, we have happy birthday for our church today. So let's join now in that wonderful Pentecost hymn led by Mark Keith and Hulminster Choir as we sing, Come Down, O Love Divine. People turned to Christ on the day of Pentecost. They became the body of Christ, just as we are the body of Christ today. The church, that's what the church is made up of, the people, not the building, but the people. So in one body, let us pray together. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, igniting us your holy fire, strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The book of Acts follows on from where the Gospel of Luke finishes, and it tells us the story of what happened to the disciples and the people after Jesus had ascended. So now we listen to Dan Broom and Terry Igo as they lead us.
The first reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said they have had too much wine. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his own voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading is taken from John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. This is the word of the Lord.
I want to talk today about Pentecost and about the way we as a church in the centre of the city might live out the reality of being Christians who are empowered by the Holy Spirit. One of the interesting things about those readings that we heard earlier on is that they make reference to quite a lot of the kind of deep working of the elements of the world in creation. So we hear about fire, we hear about wind, we hear about water. And the way in which the writers are using those ideas is to emphasize the power and the strength and the capacity of the Holy Spirit in the recreation of our world and of our societies. Recreation so that we are a community that lives something like the kingdom of heaven as Jesus proclaimed it. So that's the background, I think. And interestingly, the readings also have some interesting words to use about the way Jesus and Peter spoke. So in the festival at the temple, Jesus is heard to speak loudly. Peter raised his voice, stood up, raised his voice as he talked to the people and explained what's going on at Pentecost. Now, I don't think that the writers are saying that Jesus and Peter shouted, but I do think they're saying something like that they spoke with authority. They spoke with conviction in a way that people would want to listen. And I think that's a great gift that we long for and pray for as a church, that we might be able, in the midst of all the voices and all of the challenges and all of the questions that are going on in our society, to say something which people can find is really worthwhile, to live in a way which people regard as authentic. So we are in the midst of a very interesting situation. We're just moving out of the relative safety of lockdown and moving into a place where we're being given more personal responsibility and learning how to live out again what it means to be socially connected, even if we have to remain physically distant for a while to come. I don't think in reality that the Minster will be open again in the immediate future, but there might be the beginning of some gradual opening, maybe from the beginning of July onwards. So how are we going to be able to operate? How are we going to be in that kind of situation? Well, I think one of the lessons that I've learned over the years from Scripture is that people constantly draw from it wisdom for the present age. Do you remember in that passage in Acts, Peter quoted a great chunk, really, out of the Old Testament prophet Joel as a way of explaining what was going on at Pentecost, at the things that people were seeing around them? It made me wonder, so what do we draw on from our tradition in order to be able to help us at the present time? And I think there is a clue in the life of the church itself. There were a list of places in that story that we heard from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. We read of the churches in Asia Minor that Paul sent letters to. And in each case, the church there is local and the church is nimble. It's able to adapt to the particular circumstances of the place in which it finds itself and the place where God has, as it were, created the church, and it's able to do it in the light of the great revelation, so of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, glorified, the gift of the Holy Spirit given at Pentecost. That's the great story, the local story, the nimble activity of the people of God in their own local place enables the church to act in a way which establishes something of the work of the kingdom where they are. I think that's a great opportunity and a great thing for us to pray for as we go forward into this next stage of our life together, as we look forward to welcoming Reverend Dominic and his family among us, as we engage with the city in new ways, as we are able to be more open in the future, that we might be nimble, that we might be able to be adaptable, to find a way to express and live out the love of God in the city into which God has given us the privilege to be. Do you remember that passage in Jeremiah where the prophet said, "Seek the welfare of the city to which I have sent you"? That might be a good thing for us to think about, that as we try to work out how we are, the real quality of our response to that will be about how we best serve the city into which God has called us. That will be living out Pentecost in the present day, which the church has been called upon to do for the last 2,000 years, here in the city of Hull where we are, for the last 700 years, and now in 2020, that's the challenge and the privilege that we have to work locally and to be nimble in our way of expressing the faith and calling others to faith in this generation of which we are part. So I wish you the blessings of Pentecost and look forward to all that God has for us in the future.
It's amazing that the same Spirit that came at Pentecost is there for us today. We can invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our lives. So let's open our hearts now as Reverend Anne Richards leads us in a time of prayer.
Spirit of fire, renew and ignite our faith. Warm our hearts that a passion for the gospel would burn within us and inspire fresh vision. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. Spirit of wisdom, we pray for the life and future of Hull Minster in this time of change. Be with Dominic and Heather, Leo and Ben, as they prepare to move to Hull. May we have wisdom as we continue to work out our mission and ministry amongst the people of Hull and beyond. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. Spirit of joy, we pray for the wider church. We thank you for our leaders, and especially we pray for Archbishop Sentamu and his family as he retires. Surround them with joy and thankfulness as they prepare to move on. We pray too for Stephen Cottrell as he prepares to take up his new role as Archbishop of York. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. Spirit of truth, we pray for those in leadership in our nation and especially our government. We pray for truth and integrity as ongoing decisions and plans are made. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. Spirit of courage, we pray for all who are fearful, those facing unemployment, and those for whom a return to work is complex and filled with anxiety. We pray for those whose relationships are being tested at this time, and those living separately from loved ones. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. Spirit of comfort, we pray for all who mourn, whether because of COVID-19 or another cause. May they know your loving kindness in their sorrow and grief. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. Spirit of power, we pray for those who are seeking you at the moment, that your love and power would break into their lives, bringing freedom and hope, light and joy. Come, Holy Spirit, fire of your love. And we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we continue in lockdown, we are hopeful that over the next few weeks and months, we will see small changes taking place. And won't it be such a fabulous celebration when we come together to open our church and to worship together eventually? We'll have banners and flags and a big party, I hope, like we should have today if we'd had the opportunity. In the meantime, though, please do follow us on our social media platforms, where you can pick up our worship, prayers, Bible studies, and lots more. Val Fotherby has just started a study on Acts of the Apostles. Can I recommend that you look that up and follow it? Because it gives us such a great insight into what happened to those early disciples and those people that came to Christ on that day of Pentecost. We hear about all the teething troubles of the early church, the church that we are part of today. And as our series Finding Firm Ground comes to an end, I hope you found the prayers and the reflections helpful. We will be doing more similar to this as we come together to pray for Reverend Dominic Black, for Heather, his wife, and their two sons, Leo and Ben, as they prepare to move to Hull and to start their new journey, where Dominic will become our priest in charge. So please, in the meantime, do pray for them regularly. And we give thanks this morning for the financial gifts that people are giving to us at the Minster so that we can keep God's work going during the lockdown. And I'd like now to say a prayer of thanks. Whether you give gifts online, if you do, please go to donate, or whether you are saving cash to give, if you would like to get rid of that, please ring our telephone number at the office, 01482 224460, and someone will arrange with you. to collect that. So we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts that are made to help the work at the Minster to continue. All that we give comes from you, and we pray that these gifts will be used for your glory. Amen. So we have an opportunity now to join in worship as Sarah Siripo leads us in Be Still for the presence of the Lord. And maybe during this time we can open our hearts again to the Holy Spirit as we sing Be Still for the presence of the Lord. So as we say happy birthday once again to our church, we say happy birthday to anyone who is celebrating around this time. I do know that one person, interim priest in charge, I think it is, celebrated a birthday last Thursday. I won't tell you his name. So happy birthday to him and to others. So our service draws to a close, and I hope that as we leave, we can be filled and encouraged by the Holy Spirit to go out and to do God's work around us, with our neighbours, with our friends. So we leave with God's blessing. God poured out his promised Holy Spirit in tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost. May that same Holy Spirit send us out to tell his story. Give us a voice to glorify God among the people. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, be with those that you love and those that you struggle to love, this day and always. Amen.